All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better. I hope that your situation clears up as well. And I just hope that you all had a blessed, strong day today. If you didn't have one of the best days, I pray that the Lord give you better days and he gives you strength to endure whatever you face or any obstacles that you have. Amen. Welcomes, family. Greetings, shalom, shalom, people, body of Christ, family, and God. It's fellowship time. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for rallying together. I truly appreciate all of you all that's fighting a good fight of faith, that's keeping your eyes on the prize. God bless you all. Amen. Yes, yes. All tribes, all nations, all peoples, all tongues, all four corners of the earth, let us praise the Lord forever. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all love. Amen. And I just pray that we all love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul. I pray that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I pray that we obey the law, statutes, commandments, and keep the commandments. I pray that we obey the gospel, know the Lord better, and know him more personally. I pray that we do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our life until his son comes back. Amen. And I just hope that we could keep putting our hands to the plow and keep doing God's work and keep servicing people. In the name of the Lord, amen. And we just keep on pressing on. I know times could be a bit challenging, whether in your personal life or things going on all over the world. We have to be compassionate. We have to be kind. We have to be firm and steadfast to the Lord, amen. We have to trust in the Lord with everything, all of our heart. You know, there's just so much going on that sometimes you have a hard time grasping it. Sometimes you just get so overwhelmed and so emotionally riled up, you don't even know how to react or respond sometimes. You know what I mean? Some people feel so numb to their situations, but the Lord understands you. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. The Lord is close to those who cry out to him. He is close to those who are just earnestly seeking him. You know what I mean? So we have to keep seeking the Lord in all of our situations, in the good times, the bad times, the ugly times, the dark times, the low times. That's when we really cry out to God, you know? And let us keep praising the Lord, all right? Let us press through day by day. Let us do our best to keep our joy and keep our merry-hearted, keep our heart merry and cheerful, all right? So there you have it, y'all, all right? And also bless happy Sabbath to anybody out there. To all y'all, happy Sabbath as well, okay? All right, now today's message, we're going to continue the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7 and onward, all right? So this goes more in detail about how David, King David, became the king and how he went about his journey and how he ruled over Israel and things of that nature, all right? So we're going to go through the book of 2 Samuel, and then we are going to close out with a prayer and giving glory, all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, and we'll also close out with the priestly blessing as well, all right? All right, all right. So the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7, here we go. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go do all that's in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shall thou build me a house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spoke I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thy enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. Is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy words, and according to thy own heart, hast thou done all these great things, to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things, and terrible for thy land, before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. For thou hast commended to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, established it forever. And do as thou hast said, and let thy name be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of God over Israel, and let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art thy God, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. All right, so that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7 reading. So this discusses more about David and building a house for God, and God speaking to David through Nathan, the prophet. All right, and Nathan's just prophesizing, telling David everything about the throne and establishment and forever and things of that nature. And it's also connected to Christ as well, because David's kingship is also passed through all the way to Christ. So that's why Christ is called the Son of David. And things of that nature, all right? Because their throne is established on righteousness and justice, okay? So now we're going to go into the book of 2 Samuel chapter 8. Here we go. All right, the book of 2 Samuel chapter 8, here we go. And after this, it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Metheg Amah out of the hand of the Philistines. And he smote Moab and measured them with a line, casting them down to the ground. Even with two lines measured, he too put to death, and with one full line to keep alive. And so the Moabites became David's servants and brought gifts. David smote also Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, and as he went to recover his border at the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 700 horsemen, at 20,000 footmen, and David halved all the chariot horses, but reserved of them 400 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to succor Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 20,000 men. Then David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David and brought gifts, and the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem, and from Betah and from Berothai, cities of Hadadezer, King David took exceeding much brass. When Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had smitten all the host of Hadadezer, then Toi, the Tai, sent Joram, his son, unto King David to salute him and to bless him. because he had fought against Hadadezer and smitten him. For Hadadezer had wars with Toi, and Joram brought with him vessels of silver and vessels of gold and vessels of brass, which also King David did dedicate unto the Lord, with the silver and gold that he had dedicated of all nations which he subdued, of Syria and of Moab and of the children of Ammon and of the Philistines and of Amalek and of the spoil of Hadadezer, son of Rahab, king of Zobah. And David got him a name when he returned from smiting of the Syrians in the valley of Salt, being 18,000 men. And he put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom put he garrisons, and they all of Edom became David's servants. And the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And David reigned over all Israel, and David executed judgment and justice unto all his people. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah was over the host, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. And Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priest. And Seraiah was the scribe. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over both the Cherethites and the Pelethites. And David's sons were chief rulers. So that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 8 reading. Bear with me if I mispronounce some of the names that don't say them correctly. I need to improve my Hebrew better. So I try to read in the best of my ability as I can. All right. So that was the book of 2 Samuel chapter 8 reading. And that was discussing how David slayed more nations and acquired more possessions and things of that nature, and how the Lord was with David wherever David went. All right. So now we're going to go to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 9. All right. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 9. Here we go. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness of Jonathan's sake?" And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" As he said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lo Debar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lo Debar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "Behold thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, "I have given it to thy master's son all that pertains to Saul and to all to his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that master's son shall may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, "According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth," said the king, "he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons." And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants of unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. So that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 9 reading. So this discussed more about how David was dealing with Saul's servants, you know, anybody who was connected to Saul or Jonathan through his sons or what have you, or servants. David wanted to do right by them. David wanted them to eat at his table and to still keep inheritances, keep possessions as well, and eat food and eat fruits or what have you, you know, because David wanted to do right by Saul's people, by Jonathan's people. David and Saul had that, you know, up and down bond and relationship all throughout each other's lives. And David loved Jonathan. So any person who was connected to them in any way or form or fashion, David wanted to do right by them. All right. So that was the book of 2 Samuel chapter 9 reading. All right. Now we're going to go into the book of 2 Samuel chapter 10. All right. 2 Samuel chapter 10. Here we go. And it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness unto me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun, their lord, thinkest thou that David doeth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Hath not David rather sent his servants unto thee to search the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved off the one half of their beards and cut off their garments in the middle, even to their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told it unto David, he sent to meet him, because the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, the children of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Beth Rahab, and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Makah, 1,000 men, and of Ishtob, 12,000 men. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men, and the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array at the entering in of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah and of Rahab and Ishtob and Maacah were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw the front of the battle was against him before and behind, he chose of all the choice men of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai, his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. All right, hold on. Let me just repeat those verses, my bad. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array at the entering of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah and Rahab and Ishtob and Maacah were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw the front of the battle was against him before and behind, he chose of all the choice men of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai, his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will come and help thee. Be of good courage, and let us play the men of our people. Let us play the men for our people, and for the cities of our God, and the Lord do that which seemeth him good. And Joab drew nigh, and the people that were with him, unto the battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, then fled they also before Abishai, and entered into the city. So Joab returned from the children of Ammon, and came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were smitten before Israel, they gathered themselves together and had a reserve sent and brought out the Syrians that were beyond the river. And they came to Helam and Shabach, the captain of the host of the Hadarezer, went before him. And when it was told David, he gathered all Israel together and passed over Jordan and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in array against David and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew the men of 700 chariots of the Syrians and 40,000 horsemen, and smote Shabach, the captain of their host, who died there. And when all the kings that were servants to Hadarezer saw that they were smitten before Israel, they made peace with Israel and served them. So the Syrians feared to help the children of Ammon anymore. So that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 10 reading. All right. And it goes more into detail about the war between different nations and how they all gathered to fight each other. All right. So now we're going to go into the book of 2 Samuel chapter 11. All right. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 11. Here we go. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in the evening tide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" And David sent messengers and took her, and she came unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned into her house. And the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, "I am with the child." And David sent to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, "Go down to thy house and wash thy feet." And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, "Uriah went not down into his house," David said unto Uriah, "Camest thou now from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down into thine house?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah abide in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into my house to eat and to drink, and to lie with my wife, as thou livest, and as thy soul liveth? I will not do this thing." And David said to Uriah, "Tarry here today also, and tomorrow I will let thee depart." So Uriah abode in Jerusalem that day and the morrow. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at the evening he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord, but went not down to his house. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, "Set ye Uriah in the forefront on the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die." And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. Then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, "When thou hast made an end of telling the matters of the war unto the king, and if so be that the king's wrath arise, and he say unto thee, 'Wherefore approach ye so nigh unto the city when ye did fight? Knew ye not that they would not shoot from the wall? Who smote Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal-Sheth? Did not a woman cast a piece of millstone upon him from the wall, that he died in Tebez? Why went ye nigh the wall? Then say thou, 'Thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also.'" So the messenger went and came and showed David all that Joab had sent for him. And the messenger said to David, "Surely the men prevailed against us and came out unto us into the field, and we were upon them even unto the entering of the gate." And the shooters shot from off the wall upon thy servants, and some of the king's servants be dead, and thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. Then David said unto the messenger, "Thus shalt thou say unto Joab, let not this thing displease thee, for the sword devoureth one as well as another. Make thy battle more strong against the city, and overthrow it, and encourage thou him." And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the morning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. All right, y'all. So there you have it. That's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 11 reading. So this is the part where David committed adultery and murder. And this is where he killed Uriah, set him up, had him killed, and took his wife. In the last verse of of 2 Samuel chapter 11, the last sentence says that, "But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord." So God was very angry and displeased about how David went about that, what David did. David did a lot of evil wickedness, and he broke all the commandments just through that situation alone. So now we're going to continue the book of 2 Samuel chapter 12 and onward. All right. So this is where things take a twist. This is where things take a turn. All right. So here we go. 2 Samuel chapter 12. "And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing, save one little ewe lamb, and which he had brought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. And with his children, it did eat of his own meat, and drink of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take one of his take of his own flock and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall surely restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king of Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house, and thy master's wives, and to thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." And David said unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die." And Nathan departed to his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died, and the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, "Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spoke unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead?" But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, "Is the child dead?" And they said, "He is dead." Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, "What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou did fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou dost rise and eat bread." And he said, "While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who could tell whether God would be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead, wherefore shall I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." And David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went into her and lay with her. And she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon. And the Lord loved him. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah, because of the Lord. And Joab fought against Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and took the royal city. And Joab sent messages to David and said, "I have fought against Rabbah and have taken the city of waters. Now therefore gather the rest of the people together and encamp against the city and take it, lest I take the city and it be called after my name." And David gathered all the people together and went to Rabbah and fought against it and took it. And he took their king's crown from off his head, and the weight there whereof was a talent of gold with the precious stones, and it was set on David's head. And he brought forth the spoil of the city in great abundance. And he brought forth the people that were therein and put them under saws and under harrows of iron and under axes of iron, and made them pass through the bricklin. And thus did he unto all the cities of the children of Ammon. So David and all the people returned into Jerusalem. All right, so that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 12 reading. So this is where God is speaking to David through Nathan the prophet. And Nathan is there to be basically telling him like, hey, God is going to judge you and get you for that. And God's anger is towards you. And God will, you know, affect your house, your royalty and all those different things. And Nathan even went to David and said a whole parable and like a whole storytelling. But he was basically talking about David within that parable in itself for the evil that David has done. So now you will see that also Solomon was born. And the Bible says that God loved Solomon. So, you know, it's kind of crazy how a situation like that gets messy, toxic, but yet something good comes out of it, like the son of Solomon. God loves Solomon. So it's kind of crazy how things could play out a lot of times, right? But that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 12 reading, okay? Now, what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Because we're just going to wrap it up from there. We'll continue the book of 2 Samuel chapter 13 and onward another time. So we'll just finish off at 12, all right? So that's the message for today, just the book of 2 Samuel reading, and I hope that you all stay blessed and strong in these times that we're in, all right? So I'm going to give all the glory, praise, and honor to him and close out from there, all right? So here we go. Yes, he is the hope for humanity. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. He is the advocate, the almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of kings, amen. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be'Yahweh, Hayashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the consuming fire, the sustainer, the sufficient one, the name above all names, the great physician, the carpenter, nothing's too hard for the Lord. He could fix all things. The father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of the widows. All right. Yes, yes. The God of heaven and earth. Amen. His son sits at the right hand of him. Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb. The power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrector, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Radiant One, the Righteous One, the Righteous Branch. Yes, the perfect example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Son of Abraham, Son of David, Hosanna, Hosanna, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the truth. He is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Yah, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word of Elohim, the Word of Yeshua, HaMashiach. Yes, yes, he is the Word of Life. He is the Word. Amen. Yes, yes, we touch and agree, people. We touch and agree. He is the seed of Abraham due to promise. He is the seed of Adam due to humanity. He is the seed of David as far as kingship. He is the seed of God when it comes to deity. He is the seed of Jacob, his nationality. He is the seed of Judah, his tribe. He is the seed of Shem, that's his race. He is the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. Amen. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, loved, embraced. New beginnings, new life, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path. Yes, yes. New ways to fellowship, new ways to praise, new resources to help others with. Amen. New resources to honor God with. Amen. Yes, a new tongue, new eyes, a new heart. Yes, yes. A new way of worship within truth and spirit. New ways, new creative ways to constantly give him different types of praises and call on his name. Amen. Amen. We touch and agree. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's the message for today. So I just hope that you all stay blessed and obedient. I pray to God, whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent, get baptized, start your life hope for the Most High. Okay. Let's end with this priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all so much. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit loves you all more. Peace.